Well, congratulations. And first of all, I want to know how you found your inner chipmunks.
Well, we tried to think, we dug deep, right?
Yeah.
And tried to, like, think of what was, like, the cutest, like, essence of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I knew that Brittany, deep down inside, was a real, real floozy. Real Jezebel, you know? But, no, she wasn't.
Hopefully you can relate to her.
You know, you can come in with all this work, really, to be honest with you, and then in the recording process, yeah. it really is about the technique of doing this. I mean, you want to bring everything to it, but... the technique of doing it kind of wipes everything away a little bit.
Yeah, and the characters are so strong. Yes, the people that work on the films have started the chipmunks, so they know what they want.
Why do we love the chipmunks so much?
Their voices.
Their voices. Yeah, their voices.
It's just like something about that voice.
They dance and they've got those big eyes and I want them. I want to have them
in
my
pocket.
House. Yeah, I do. When the little Theodore goes to sleep with him,
so
and
cute.
He's so scared of the
it's so adorable. How can you not love it?
I know, they're really cute.
You can come sleep with me.
But the Chipettes are like, they're in the forefront. Like, they're pretty happening chicks, you know, seriously.
Yeah,
and
they're good.
You know, what was it like to, you know, strut your stuff as Chipettes?
It was fun. I mean, it was, it is cute to anthropomorphize animals. We had a lot of fun. We were talking about how we had a lot of fun watching the Chipettes kind of perform together.
Yes.
Even though we didn't get to record together at all in the room. But it was fun to see them kind of give it a try up on stage.
Yeah, and they got
the
moves.
Some great, what they say in the biz, ography. Not choreography. No one says choreo.
No one says anymore?
They either say choreo or ography.
Amazing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's ography.
I didn't know that.
It was so adorable. I can't stand it with the ring on it and the tushies and the thing.
Now, do you guys have moves like these gals?
No.
My moves are a little curdled.
Yeah?
I would say a little old.
But don't you find now as a mom, like, your immature side more comes out more? Well, then again, you've always been kind of immature, though, haven't you?
Thank you.
Yeah,
wow.
In a good way, and I mean that in a very positive way. You brought that light to Saturday Night.
No, yeah, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to look like a fool. That's no one looks stupid when they're having fun. So I think that the movie kind of like reminds people about that.
Yeah. Do you guys enjoy doing the voice work as opposed to being in front of the camera? Is it a little bit more relaxing or is it more stressful?
Well, I mean, you don't have to be there super early and you don't have to put on lipstick. So that's always nice. Yeah. But I love sets. I mean, this has been a lot of fun, and it's fun to watch the whole process happen because you're really kind of not a part of, you know, the bigger picture is something that you get surprised with. You know, like, I had to see the movie because I really didn't have a sense of it, you know, while you're doing that. But I love being on a set with lots of people and Mitch.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Mitch.
The sound guy that we have in common.
We both know.